I want to share with you God's plan, God's desire for you to prosper, number one. Number two, for what purpose is this prosperity? Is prosperity with a purpose? When people forget the purpose, they don't have the vision for their prosperity. That's when they perished. Bible says, without vision, the people perish. Everything in your life perishes because you don't have that vision from God. Amen. And what's that vision? God gives you prosperity so that you can be a blessing. And more specifically, where is that blessing targeted towards? The covenant of grace to build His house. Amen. His house comes from people who have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, and then they are added to God's house. Amen. And among some of them, probably are sinners who have gathered up and stored up wealth. And now the wealth transfer happens. Notice how justly and legally it is. Amen. It all happens in a way. God, one of the best ways I believe the transfer is going to happen is that the sinners get saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I used to read that Psalms that says, blessed is a man who walks not the counsel of the ungodly and all that, where it says, whose delight in the law of the Lord, in His law does he meditate day and night, and whatever he does shall prosper, right? It goes on to say that the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. I used to think of that they all perish, right? God says the sinners will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Until one day, I realized God says the sinners will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Because you know why? They won't stand there because they have become righteous. Amen. The righteous will stand in the congregation of the righteous. In other words, they are safe. Amen. The ungodly are safe and they all stand before God safe. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one of the ways I believe, one of the major ways is that these people get safe. Amen. And they get saved because of the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, how shall they hear without a preacher? Because we have established that faith, even faith for salvation, faith for healing, faith for prosperity, amen, comes by hearing, right? We have established that. But the Bible says, how will the sinner, how will the world hear God's word? How shall they hear without a preacher? I know there are some people who say that, well, I hear God direct. Well, the Bible says, how shall they hear without a preacher? Many a time God uses preachers, amen. God's voice is the loudest in preachers, anointed preachers, mind you. Amen. Right? So, how shall they hear without a preacher, the Bible says. And then it goes on to say, and how shall they preach? Notice, how shall the preachers preach, in other words, except they be sent. Now, let me go further and ask you, how will they be sent? And it comes back to giving money. Amen. Without money, you cannot be sent anywhere. Amen. Even this broadcast comes to you through things that we have purchased through money, right? Money bought this equipment, this studio, right? This camera. So even like you bring the gospel physically, you travel, you have to have money for the air ticket, right? For the plane to fly there or by ship, you still need money. How shall the preacher be heard, right? How shall they be heard? How shall they go unless they are sent? Amen. The idea of sending, that's where the gospel and money meets, my friend. Amen. So people say money is not important in the gospel scheme of things. No, my friend. It is vital. If you see the connection, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. How shall they hear without a preacher? All right. How shall they go? How shall the preacher go unless they are sent? Amen. So the devil wants to divert you. Let me just put a warning here, right here. What is happening and what I'm seeing happen is that the devil is distracting God's people. They still have the tithe. They still have the offerings, but it stays with them. And the devil would make sure that they give it to other places. So the 1/10 still goes somewhere. It goes to the devil's purpose. Now, do you know, have you noticed that that's exactly what happened to the children of Israel? When God told them about building the tabernacle, that happened right after they heard the law, but not until they built a golden calf. Moses was up there at the mountain receiving the blueprint for the house of God, the tabernacle. At the same time, the devil was working overtime at the foot of the mountain, trying to divert their possessions, diverting their gold and silver to what? Building a golden calf. Can you see what the devil is doing? Friend, the devil doesn't want you to use your wealth to build God's house. Doesn't want you to use your wealth to sponsor the gospel of Jesus Christ. He wants to divert you. And friend, you will still put that money somewhere. And the devil wants it to go to his golden calf, whatever the golden calf may be. So what is the devil distracting you with? Friend, the money is there. And you know something? You don't give God the tithe even. That month, that tithe is going somewhere. It's still going somewhere. Might as well go to good ground, gospel ground. But remember the good ground that God has for his people during times of famine, in the natural might not look like good ground. Amen? You got to go by faith, not by sight. Amen. And God has shown us where to put it. In the gospel of Jesus Christ, in the house of God, practically in the local church, wherever your local church is, you're going to tithe to your local church. Amen. To be part of God's plan in this end time transfer of wealth. And friend, I know that people criticize this message and they will say all kinds of things about materialism and greed and all that. We've established that we are against materialism, covetousness, avarice, all right, love of money. We are not for that. Amen. We're talking about being a blessing. We're talking about prosperity with a purpose. Praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. There was still enough gold and silver when Moses came down. He destroyed the golden calf, reestablished their vision and purpose. And I feel like I'm doing that. I feel like, you know, in the end time, by the way, have you noticed that they built a golden calf after they said, this Moses went up to the mountain. We do not know what has happened to him. Now, in a way, Moses was a type of Christ. Christ has gone up to the mountain. He has gone back to the Father physically, right? And he's coming back for us. But it seems like in these last days, like what Peter prophesied will happen, is now happening. People are saying, where is the coming of the Lord? Since our father slept, everything has gone on as before. Where is the sign of his coming? Where is his coming? All right? The people say the same thing. We do not know what happened to this man, Moses. The evil servant that Jesus talked about, notice what he says in his heart. My Lord delays his coming. So the same thing, the people, when they feel like the Lord is not coming back, when the vision of the rapture is not fresh in their hearts, that's when they get into mischief. So friend, it's something for us to take note of. All these things are lessons, and there's so many things I'm seeing right now in the spirit even about the parallels and to our times that we are in, that I pray that God will speak to you and continue to speak to you about this.